Welcome to Rams Report here in Mobile, Alabama at the 2017 Senior Bowl. I'm Danny Kleppinger, joined by Miles Simmons. And we've been here since the beginning of the week checking out these practices. A good crop of talent at this year's Senior Bowl. Last year, there were big-name quarterbacks at this place. Dak Prescott, Carson Wentz. Maybe not the top quarterbacks here this year. However, there are some guys who've played at big schools and some guys that are just coming off a national championship.
Yeah, two of the guys that immediately come to mind, Danny, are from Alabama. You got the tight end Howard, you got your linebacker Anderson. Both of those guys done a really nice job this week. Heard Nick Saban, their head coach, come down here. He talked about both of them and their versatility and how good they can be in the league. So those are two guys to definitely watch in this pre-draft process.
You know, Miles, when you think about areas that the Rams need improvement on going into this draft, everybody kind of looks at the offense. And one of the best offensive players that we've seen out here this week, a guy that's really been turning heads, is maybe one that not everybody has heard about. He's from Eastern Washington, Cooper Kupp, a wide receiver, really showing great hands, great route running. What have you seen out of him?
Well, you know, he's a guy that comes from the FCS. And we're talking about guys from FCS. Obviously, you think about Carson Wentz. He came here last year, made a really good impression on scouts, GMs, everybody. And then I think that kind of propelled him to being taken at the top of the draft last year. A similar thing maybe can happen with Cooper Kupp. I don't think he's necessarily going to go number two overall, but you've seen him perform extremely well out here. You know, he's a guy who has a multitude of records at the FCS level. Basically, any receiving record you can think of, he's got it. Yards, touchdowns, all of that. And so what he's done out here is kind of taken that and translated, show that he can play at the next level. I've been really impressed by him.
Rams general manager Les Snead has been here as well. And we got a chance to talk to him yesterday, and it was really interesting because he talked about how different this year's draft is for them other than last year. Naturally, the Rams don't have the first overall pick of the draft this year, but on top of that, they're looking for guys to fit an entirely new scheme that hasn't yet been implemented.
Yeah, it's interesting because you've got this new coaching staff. That means you're going to try to find players that now fit those schemes as opposed to the schemes of the previous staff. Now, what exactly that looks like, obviously we don't quite know yet, but it is one of these interesting elements that's going to be going on throughout this offseason.
Another thing that he pointed out that I found to be very interesting is the way that the Rams will maneuver their workouts, their interviews, the guys that they bring in, because you only get an allotted amount, and when you don't have a first-round draft pick, you kind of look at those a little differently.
Yeah, it's interesting. Snead was talking about maybe you don't necessarily go after those top 15-type guys that you normally would in any other draft process when you've got your first-round pick. And I think that's going to be something that we see not just with the in-person visits that, you know, you get to take to the facility, but also maybe at the combine as well. So you've got to focus your resources on what you know you're going to be able to target.
I think with the Rams knowing that they don't have a first-round pick and the fans knowing that, I think a lot of times people think the Rams don't have any picks, but that's incorrect. And why don't you remind everybody just how many picks the Rams have?
Yeah, the Rams really, when it comes down to it, they expect to have no fewer than 8 picks in the draft. So as you look at it right now, you already have your second round pick, and then the Rams have their own 4th through 7th round picks. They also have the Baltimore Ravens 7th round pick. That results from the Chris Givens trade that was all the way back in 2015. Now, the other thing you have to think about here is the compensation picks. Now, those happen at the owner's meeting in March. And basically what you're expecting out of that is that the Rams will get probably a 3rd and a 4th round pick. There's also the possibility of them getting a 6th round pick out of that as well. So you have to remember then with that Jared Goff trade, well, the compensatory 3rd round pick will be the one that goes to Tennessee. That means that the Rams would have their own 3rd round pick as well. So again, when it comes down to it, no fewer than 8 picks expected for the LA Rams.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for us here at the Senior Bowl. We've got a crew hanging out in Orlando with Jake McQuaid and Johnny Hecker for the Pro Bowl. So if you want to see that Pro Bowl content and more content from us here at the Senior Bowl, make sure you stay right here on therams.com.